Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Well, hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today in my mobile studio. Yeah, sitting in the old parking lot, just looking out the window, windshield, and looking at the beautiful clouds, nice bright sunny day. We were supposed to get some really big storms and tornadoes and all that stuff, but we were blessed and it kind of passed over or passed by us or just dissipated or something. All we got was a little bit of spritz and rain and stuff here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I hope you are well where you are, and I hope you're enjoying the almost springy weather. Yeah, we're getting into springtime, but it isn't quite as warm as I'd like it, but that's okay. It's not as cold as I don't like it, so that's good, yeah. Well, anyhow, what am I going to talk about today? Well, going to give you a little update on the whole sickness-itis that we've been going through and all the trials and tribulations that we've been having here in the old Bobby the Boomer family. Things are starting to smooth out a little bit. I still sound a little scraggly and froggy and a little bit cloudy in the old brain. Did have COVID. Not sure what we had. Me and the missus. Missus is still kind of recovering a little bit slower and had a little bit more whatever it was that we got. And hence the title of today's episode. Are we done yet? Are we done yet? Have you ever gone through something, baby boomers, that you just wish you was done with? Yeah, like boot camp, or like college, or like some kind of initiation, or like, oh, you dreaded that final exam, and you just wished, oh, when are we going to be done? Well, that's how I'm feeling about this here sick stuff. The saying is kind of silly. You've probably heard it, or maybe you've said it yourself, where you say, I hate being sick. Well, I don't know anyone personally. Maybe you do, baby boomers out there. Do you know anybody that actually likes being sick? Have you ever heard anybody say, I just love being sick. I love being in bed, under the covers, sweating and coughing and tired. You ever hear anybody say that? I've never heard anybody say that, so it's kind of weird. We say a lot of weird things. I've talked about that in the past, about a lot of different weird sayings and things. We'll get into that some more later, but I'm just ready to be done with this here and get on. Had to go back to the old JLB. You know, you can't pay the rent if you don't have no monies, and you can't eat foods if you ain't got no monies to buy that there food, unless you got somebody taking care of you. And us baby boomers, we're taking care of ourselves, right? We're taking care of our parents if they're still living, and we're taking care of our kids nowadays. We were sent out. I remember me and my brother and sister, as soon as we graduated high school, we were shown the back door of opportunity. It's like, yeah, you're graduated, out you go. And so, yeah, anyhow, I don't know. Sometimes you hear about these kids now. Well, kids, they're in their 40s and 50s, and they're moving back in with mom and dad, or those in their 30s and stuff like that. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? But anyhow, I don't want to get into that too much. I'm just wanting to know, when are we going to be done with this sick stuff? They said the COVID was kind of done, but then they're bringing back the masks again in certain areas. I see people still, this is a hospital where I work, so, you know, we're supposed to wear masks in certain areas, but there's people been wearing masks everywhere, in the hallways, no matter where, to their car, back home, whatever, in the supermarket, superstores, supermarkets, wherever you go out and about, people are still wearing masks. They're still afraid. I know they're trying to protect themselves or protect others when you're sick. I remember when I was stationed in Japan, I would ride on the bullet train, big fast train that they had. had there. Really super high technology for the time when I was there in the 70s, early 70s. And when the Japanese folks got sick or had a cold, they would wear a mask out of courtesy for the people that they had to be around so they wouldn't breathe their germs onto you. So that was kind of interesting. But now, I guess they're using it in the COVID times. We're supposed to wear that so we don't suck in your germs. But anyhow, that's a little bit of weirdness. But we're talking about being sick and wanting to be done with it. Yeah. And other things like, well, are you sick and tired, baby boomers, of working every day 9 to 5, or for some of us 5 to 1, or midnight shift? Are you still having to work to make ends meet? Are you ready to be done with that? I'm ready to be done with that. The only thing is, you gotta have a way to be done with that. It's like, how do you be done with being sick? Well, you gotta get bed rest, you gotta take your vitamins, you gotta have soup. I love soup. I didn't like soup a whole lot till I had some teeth pulled out. I had an abscess a while back. I think I talked about that. Yes, I did. So you can go back into the old show notes. It's called Tooth or Tooths or something like that. But I was talking about how I was a dentist, had my teeth pulled, and couldn't eat anything for a while. So I don't really or never have really liked soup a whole lot, unless you're having tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Isn't that good? I like it. But I didn't like regular soup, you know, chicken noodle soup and all that stuff. It's like, nah. But after I had my teeth pulled and couldn't eat anything, soup started tasting real good. So, you gotta have soup when you're sick. They say chicken noodle soups is like the super, super duper medicine, natural medicine for the soul. Chicken soup for the soul. Wasn't that a book some guy wrote encouraging things about that? But anyhow. So, how do we get over this stuff? How do we get done with this stuff? Well, if you're sick, you take care of yourself. If you got a job and you want to get done with the job, I guess you have to save up and have retirement in a way that you could stop working. So I'm working on that one. I don't have a show. I'll have a show for that for you on that one. I figure it out. But otherwise, I know this is going to be just another one of those one show this week, not two. I try to do two or three if I can. But feeling kind of a little bit puny and still having to work, but having to get back to the old regular habits of the day, or the, you know, going, getting up, going to work, coming home, doing, you know, all that stuff that we do, baby boomers, the daily grind, as they call it. Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes when you're still not 100%. I don't know if we're ever going to see 100% on this side of eternity, baby boomers. How about you? I hope y'all are feeling good. I hope you're weathering the storm of life, so to speak, in your part of or your neck of the woods. I hope everything's going well with you. I did want to just touch base with you. I know that this is kind of going to be a short episode, but I did want to not lose contact with you and not have a show for the tribe. Yes. And we're working on some things. I'm trying to get kaboobulated instead of discaboobulated. I'm trying to figure out a plan, a escape plan, and a way that I can be done with it. Yeah, done with being sick, done with working for somebody else, done with just beating my head against the wall. It hurts when you do that. You know how you make your head stop hurting when you're beating it against the wall, baby boomers? Stop doing that. Yeah, seems like common sense, but sometimes we do run that hamster wheel of life, don't we? And we just don't know how to slow down enough to jump off. And we think if we don't keep running, we might hurt ourselves or something, or spin around upside down. I don't know what that is there, but I'm just kind of, just some rambling thoughts of a person that's kind of recovering from some kind of virus, sick, cold, some kind of something. But we'll make it. I think we all will. We just hang in there. Just do the best you can do. If you're going through something, I can relate. And I know that sometimes life has its ups and downs. Sometimes it has its struggles. But we are going to be okay. Yes, we are. We are survivors, aren't we, baby boomers? We're tough. As my mama says, we're tough cookies. Yeah, tough cookies. I don't know exactly what that means. I like my cookies. I usually dunk them so they're not so tough. But I guess it just means you're a strong person. Yeah. I hope that's what that means. Anyhow, so I'm going to try to be a tough cookie. I hope y'all hang in there sharing. I hope y'all are doing okay, and I do wish y'all the best wherever you are, whatever time of day you're listening to this. And I hope you will come back for my next episode. I'm going to have some different episodes about different things. I know this has just kind of been a little bit tough listening to old froggy voice here, but I'm going to be okay, and you're going to be okay too. And I hope you do come back for the next episode of Bobby the Boomer. Until then, I will just say to you, goodbye and God bless.